WAMW. Very good morning. It is time now for Take Five for Your Community, and it's a service this morning of the Ed Lee Mortuary and the Emerald Place, and we're happy to have someone in the studio this morning, Miss Samantha Bobbitt. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
It sounds like you kind of woke up with a either a cold or the allergies this morning.
Yep, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm doing okay.
Okay, very good. Well, I got a big weekend coming up in Washington, so give us a little detail of some things that are going on.
Yeah, it's a big next 3 days. We got, or actually today and the next 2 days, we've got a lot of things going on. Tonight is the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, and also the Daviess County Economic Development Foundation Corporation annual banquet, and it's taking place at Westgate Academy up in Odin, and that will get underway about 5:30, and 6 o'clock we'll serve a meal that is going to be catered by Stalls Lakeview Restaurant, and we also will have some awards that will be going out, the Hagel Award, the Business of the Year, Dillon Tourism Award, and then the Bodie Award. And then our speaker is Bill Konya, the Executive Director of the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. He will be talking, and we hope to have a great night.
Okay, is it too late to get tickets to the banquet?
No, you can call into the office. Our number is 812-254-5262. We're willing and able to go ahead and get you on the books, and you can come tonight and be ready to have a good time.
Okay, 812-254-5262.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then we've got a big concert coming into town this weekend.
That's on Saturday night. We've got Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. Before the concert on Friday night, we have the Christmas Stroll in
Heartbeat
of Washington, downtown on Main Street. We've got some things going on. Hopefully the weather doesn't hinder us too much. We will be there rain or shine. We've got the Silly Safari Reindeer at 6 p.m. at 3rd and Main, that right there by J. Meyer statue. The reindeer will be there. You can come and pet the reindeer. We'll also have a live nativity scene. Santa will be at Knickers and Petticoats from 6 until 9, and you can get your picture taken with Santa. I think that is $1 each picture. There'll be treats and drinks in the participating shops up and down Main Street. You can get your card in my office. If you did, you should have got a card from TOC Direct in the mail. But if you need extras and you've got more than one kid that wants to participate in the hunt for all the different places and the Elf on the Shelf contest, you can get those in my office. There are also will be ornaments available at the Women's Resource Center. You can pick those up, take them home, and make them at home. And that's we like to focus that from 5 to 7. There will be a giveaway of a child basket and a adult basket. If you get your card marked off, leave that card at the last place that you get marked off, and we will have those baskets, the names, available on Saturday. Like I said, there'll be a child basket and an adult basket giveaway, and each one of those each one of the stores that were participating in the Christmas stroll donated a child prize and an adult prize for the baskets. So some of those businesses that are taking part in that is A Touch of Heaven, Knickers and Petticoats, A Wonderful Life, Main Street Family Restaurant, Women's Resource Center, Lemon Tree, Bambini's, Tailored Look, Cherry Ghost Coffee House, and Daviess Community Foundation, Dave's Flooring, Thompson's Insurance, and Indiana Theater. So you can visit each one of those locations on Main Street, get your card marked off, and then you will be eligible for the child and adult basket giveaway.
Very good. Just to throw another little thing in there, we're going to be broadcasting live starting at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon from the downtown Christmas Stroll. So we'll be visiting with some folks and some of the businesses that are going to be open late that night, and just getting ready. Even though it's going to be like in the 70s, we still got to get ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. So. We got to get ready for that Christmas holiday. And those merchants on Main Street want to give a head start to that so that you can shop local, keep it here so that they can better their businesses, right, and we keep it in the community.
Very good. And then last but certainly not least, we wrap up the Bicentennial Concert Series with Herman's Hermits.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We got a sold-out show for Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30, and then the concert starts at 7:30. So first come, first serve. You want to make sure that you get there early because it is sold out, like I said, and you want to make sure you get a good spot.
I've got right here in my hand, I've got maybe the last pair of tickets to go to the concert on Saturday. Renee Lyle is going to be giving those away after 4 o'clock this afternoon. So
great.
If you're interested in going, be sure you tune in to Renee this afternoon and check her out.
You would not believe how many people have called in my office this week looking for Herman's Hermits.
I'll
tickets,
bet.
And they are sold out. So that's your one chance.
Well, give us a little information on the kind of who's behind, there's a group of people that are behind all of these events, especially the downtown Christmas stroll and your banquet. If someone wants to get involved with the chamber or the visitors bureau, or maybe they're new into town or whatever, tell them what they need to do.
You can come down to my office at One Train Depot Street, and we're always there Monday through Friday from 8 until 4, or you can call me at 812-254-5262, and we can get you plugged in. The Heartbeat of Washington is a group for the Main Street organization, and we are always looking for people that are interested in getting involved, helping us put on these events. There's always something going on, and we welcome you to come and be involved.
Very good. Samantha Bobbitt, anything you'd like to add before we let you go kind of try to get going this morning?
just welcome you. If you would like to go to the annual banquet tonight, give me a call, 812-254-5262.
All right. Well, thanks for making it in this morning, and I hope you get to feeling a little better.
Thank you.
And Take 5, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary and the Emerald Place.